And 675, Tilma, southbound, MLK.
675, are you calling about your follower catching up to you? If so, I'm put to the drop-off only now.
You are, yeah, you're a few steps ahead of me. Probably the other thing is I should let you know I've got a rider letting me know another rider is smoking something under their jacket. I have not seen it or smelled it, but I'm just making you advise of it. There's no for conduct involved.
Okay, I copy. So this is third-party information. Why don't we do this? Let's, if you're comfortable doing so, let's have you continue and just monitor that person, and if you see any active smoke or anything like that coming up, pull it over and open the doors. We'll go from there.
Well, the individual is suspect, as she, and I'm not a fair kind of an operator, but everybody rides, but she seems to be dipping her head and a lot, and looking up at me on occasion. The profile, but female Caucasian. Anyway, yeah, we'll monitor. Thank you.
All right, I copy. Yeah, just go ahead and monitor again. If you see any active smoke up in, you know, the bus or anything like that, or any other passengers coming to complain, let's go ahead and pull the bus over and call me back.
Well, the third party that reported was concerned that she's going to have to let her employer know something about drug tests or something. Anyway.
Okay, so we think it might be like a controlled substance. Is that what we're thinking? I'm just trying to gauge, like, you're the one on the scene, you're the one on the bus. You know, using your eyes, do you see any active smoke, any reason for complaint at this point?
No, no reason for complaint, and I have not seen active smoke. The description was that she could hear a lighter, and that she saw smoke being blown out the window. So, I have not more heard, but we'll continue to roll.
All right, well, again, if you do see anything, pull it over, give me a call back. Otherwise, continue on, and we'll just see how it goes.
I copy that. Thank you, dispatch.
No problem. 2112.